I don't know. It's a math charge.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Don't Know with Samantha George. This is the podcast where we talk about life, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, talk to guests, and occasionally have some deep conversations. How is everyone doing? Yesterday was Podcasters Day, and well, I honestly wanted to post a podcast episode yesterday, but something came up, I'll tell you about it soon enough, and I couldn't post it. So here's me posting it today. But before we get into this episode, I just want to give you all a heads up. Today's going to be a chill episode. I'm just going to be talking, and yeah, that's mainly about it for today's episode. So if you've listened to my podcast before, you know that I write. I have always written. It's something that, you know, I'm passionate about and like doing. So yeah, that's how essentially the podcast came into existence. I decided to, you know, put my writings out there. I think I mentioned it in my first episode, but well, it was a while back. But yeah, I decided to put my writings out there, and it was either through a podcast or writing a book. And obviously, we know what got chosen at the end of it. Podcasting seemed like the safest bet for me, and that's what I did. And that's how I Don't Know with Samantha George came into existence and came into the picture. So in the trailer of I Don't Know, I say that my favorite word is I don't know. And honestly, it is true. Even up to this day, I don't know is probably my favorite word. And, you know, I don't know is such an easy word to say, but when it actually comes to admitting to not knowing things, we just get a little bit scared. Even me, right? I would, for example, in my job that I was doing before. So even though I didn't know how to do a particular task, I would simply say, yeah, I'll do it. I'll see how it goes and let you know. I could have just said, I don't know, and saved myself from putting in unnecessary effort or wasting time. But I still needed to do it because I was just afraid to admit to not knowing things. So yeah, the word I don't know basically holds a lot of power and makes people almost feel vulnerable and, for lack of better words, stupid even. So yeah, that's why I created the podcast. And as cliche as this line seems, because I've heard so many teachers say this to classes and stuff like that, there is no question that is too dumb or stupid. And you know, everyone is learning at the end of the day. So yeah, that's what I don't know is all about. Learning new things every single day. Like me personally, I learn new things about myself and the world every day. Heck, I think even an 80-year-old, if you go up to them and ask them if they learned something new that day, they probably would say yes. And, you know, when I say something new, I think some people get confused. I don't really mean like, you know, go learn astrophysics or Latin or something that vast and that concrete. I mean something as small as watching your favorite YouTuber in probably Hawaii or, you know, something like that. Just watching them interact with people and learning about that place and like watching the landscape, etc. Or just listening to I Don't Know with Samantha George, probably the episode with the black men, plugging that episode right here. But yeah, basically that's what I mean. Learning something regardless of, you know, how concrete it is, how big it is, how small it is, how relevant or irrelevant it is. It's just about learning something for you personally and being okay with it. It's like even the small steps towards learning is a big achievement. So yeah, that's what I don't know is all about, and that's the foundation of it, to learn new things regardless of the size. And you know, we've had various formats on I don't know as well. Some have worked out, some haven't, and it's been ups and downs. We've had monologues, we've had series reviews like Anne with an A, Squid Games, I think more, I don't really remember. We've had poetry pieces, interviews with guests, we've spoken about the paranormal. Honestly, we've done quite a lot with I Don't Know. And even though some risks haven't really paid off, I still think that I Don't Know is, you know, such a unique podcast. And I wouldn't redo any episode. Would I listen to few episodes again and again? Probably not, only because I hate listening to myself again, because I listen to myself now when I talk, when I edit it once, and when I post it, at least once I listen to it. So yeah, would I listen to a few episodes again? No. But would I redo any episodes? No way. There's absolutely no regrets with any episode, and I don't know. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, listeners, for listening to the podcast and always supporting me. I genuinely appreciate it more than y'all will ever know. And with that being said, I have a surprise announcement. Like I mentioned, yesterday was Podcasters Day, and I decided to do something new. I decided to launch a new podcast. Yay! It's called Letters to Myself. So basically, I wanted to make an audio experience. So yeah, it's quite theatrical and a dramatized pod. I'll plug in the trailer at the end of it. But yeah, that's basically what Letters to Myself is. It's pretty cool, pretty unique. I personally like it a lot. I'm going to definitely, like I mentioned, show it to you all towards the end. But that being said, Letters to Myself is in no way a replacement of IDK. IDK is only going to be bigger and better than ever. I'm honestly going to try to stick to an even better schedule. Like, I've been lagging a bit. But yeah, I'm going to probably even better my schedule. We're going to get content to consume. So yeah, keep listening. You belong to the IDK fam, and we are going to churn out content for y'all. So keep listening to the podcast. And yeah, with that being said, here is the trailer of Letters to Myself. There is something romantic about writing letters. Maybe it reminds me of the old school type of love, where seal zoning wasn't a thing, where you'd judge each other's handwritings instead, sprayed your favorite perfume on those letters that you sent, where you melted wax and sealed it with a kiss, and most importantly, where people waited for a response, but not as impatiently as today. Quite romantic, ain't it? Dear self, this is a letter to you. So yeah, that was about it. Let me know if you like Letters to Myself, if you do get to check it out. I was honestly low-key proud of it. It's quite a unique piece. So check it out and let me know, give me feedback, or just tell me that you appreciate me, and that would do as well. But yeah, I'm super excited about this podcast, and I can't wait until, you know, I mean, it's already published, so yeah, you can go and check it out. But yeah, I can't wait for, you know, for people to check it out, basically. So yeah, go check it out and let me know if y'all like it. And yeah, with that being said, it brings us to the end of today's update / announcement. So you know the drill, download the podcast, rate and review it. Don't forget to share it. And if you know a person who would be the perfect guest on I Don't Know with Samantha George, or if you have a story that you'd like me to cover, DM me on Instagram, IDKW Samantha George, and catch me next Friday or Saturday with another fun episode. And don't forget to check out Letters to Myself and share it, please, if you like it. And yep, see you when I see you. Bye!